Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, I was actually off from teaching. And so next week, I'll be back on and we'll come back to John 4 and the woman at the well. But I wanted to read to you just a couple of verses from what I'm reading through in my own personal time right now. I've been reading in the book of Proverbs recently. In Proverbs chapter 15, there are two different verses that address this. Proverbs 15 verse 1 says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Verse 18 says, "A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention." A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. This is a theme that comes up regularly in the book of Proverbs. This wisdom around, hey, how are we using our words? James in the New Testament, which is sometimes called the Proverbs of the New Testament, says that, you know, we're to be slow to anger, quick to listen, slow to speak. And I think part of what's so challenging about it, what's so convicting about it for me is, I mean, our natural tendency is often the exact opposite. It's to be quick to speak and slow to listen to others. It's to respond to an insult or to a harsh word with another harsh word. And all of us experience these moments, right? Where whether it's in a relationship with a friend or a sibling or a spouse or a coworker, where, you know, there's a sharp word spoken, a moment where you realize, okay, the conflict has started, and it's like a little flame. And the next thing that you say will either be like water that douses the flame and calms things down, or it'll be like gasoline that causes the flame to grow and start a full-blown fire. And in those moments, we have such power with what we say, with whether we're going to be giving the soft answer that turns away wrath or giving the harsh word that stirs up anger. And I think in some ways, there's kind of two parts to this, because on the one hand, sometimes it's just being reminded of that, where you read it and you go, man, that's a perfect description of what happens. I know those moments. But then there's the part about, Lord, I want to grow in that area. And you know, half the battle is recognizing it and saying, okay, the next time that happens, I want to be prepared to give a gentle answer. But then there's the, you know, Lord, when it happens, the natural tendency is not to do that. So how do I grow in that? And I think when you look at the overall teaching of the scriptures, you know, the way we grow in wisdom, the way we grow in holiness, the way we grow in Christian maturity is to walk with and abide in Christ. You know, Jesus says, "Abide in me and you'll bear much fruit." The fruit of the Spirit of Jesus is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we are growing in that fruit, we're going to see ourselves responding in situations where we're able to give, to be self-controlled and to be gentle and to be peaceful and patient and to give a gentle answer that turns away wrath rather than stirs it up. But that happens when we are dying to self, and when the new man, the new woman, is growing in Christ as we abide in him daily, as we spend time with him in his word, we spend time with him in prayer, we obey him in the various areas of our life, and we just go back to the gospel and say, today I am saved, I am forgiven, I am made new because of what Jesus Christ has done at the cross. I am loved by him. And Lord, by the Spirit today, help me to put to death the deeds of the body that I might live. Help me to abide in Christ so that I can see this fruit of gentleness and patience grow in my life. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the way that it brings clarity to situations, reads our hearts, Lord, convicts our hearts. God, I pray that you would help us to give gentle answers, to become more gentle people because we're spending more time with you. God, help us to grow in this area, grow in the fruit of the Spirit by abiding in Christ. We pray it and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.